Yo, what's up? It's the B Show Wrestling Podcast. Dixon.
Fancy J.
What's shaking?
How dare you cut me off like that?
I didn't cut you off.
You didn't?
No.
I'm trying to save this article to my Safari because it's really funny. Great comedian Tiffany Haddish. How you doing, homie?
You know, tired.
Yeah, which is normal for you.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar, drinks.
No, actually, this is unsweetened lemon flavor iced tea going for the pure caffeine and the heart palpitations.
No, a lot of people like that stuff. So it's Monday. We're here.
Yes, it is.
We weren't able to do it over the weekend, so we're cramming a show in after Dixon's afternoon drive time show on 95X in Syracuse. You can listen to
WAQX,
it on
stream it live at 95X.com.
Or download the mobile app.
Yeah, you can do that also right there from 95X.com. Or you can
just
say, Alexa, play 95X.
You got Alexa?
Kinda. My wife got a new tablet reader, Amazon thing, whatever they're called, and it has Alexa on it.
Is that Nook?
I don't know what it is. She got it on Amazon Prime Day.
Nice.
So her mom, her sister, and my niece all have the exact same one now.
Cool, man. Cool. Well, I am super excited because I get to do my fantasy booking today, along with other stuff.
I'm pretty excited.
So, I actually really thought about this. Like, you know, the other stuff was just like, I don't really know. I actually really thought about this.
All right.
So
let's get into the details again. So, what's your Fed called?
It's called Absolute Revolutionary Wrestling, ARW.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
out
that.
Out of Austin, Texas.
Hipsters don't like pro wrestling, right?
Pro wrestling. Well, I'm going to make it a...
They prefer hipster bands and PBR in a can, fancy mustaches, and fedoras.
It's all going to be part of the wrestling show. So I'll go over my roster. I had to make some roster changes because Bobby Fish and Mike Bennett both signed with WWE NXT, right? Fish is with NXT.
Fish is with NXT. Bennett's on the main roster now.
So my main roster is this. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Limitless Keith Lee.
Kyle O'Reilly also.
He hasn't signed with anybody. Listen, inside information doesn't mean like...
He was on an episode of NXT, bro. He wrestled on NXT.
Kyle O'Reilly.
Yes.
When?
The same night that Fish debuted. They were on the same set of tapings. I think it aired last week or it's airing this week.
I have not heard. I just Googled him and they said he's still a free agent and they're looking to sign a contract.
We'll see. I'm going to let you go because I have them too.
You bet.
And my shit's already
in place.
You just grilled
me and all that.
I genuinely thought you knew that and we're just trying to be a dick.
Donovan Dijak.
Also recently signed.
With who?
The E.
He did?
Yeah.
That's super down low. Nobody knows about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's still
And Leo
up.
Rush. Dude, everybody we picked is just an NXT. Like, there's part of me that feels like we should just give up.
My next one is Leo Rush.
Yeah, I know.
No, we can't give up. I spent way too much fucking time on this. I didn't do work today for this.
I'm just saying.
It's
one of those things where, like...
But who knows? They might...
It just shows how smart we are.
Exactly.
It shows how smart we are that we picked guys that went to NXT.
We got the pulse of wrestling, man. We know what's good. So instead of Bobby Fish, I put the ultimate free agent right now, Rey Mysterio, in. He's a free agent. He's got nobody. He's actually got a PWG contract in his hand. He's debating whether or not he should sign it or go to the E because I guess his son is 22 and they're interested in signing him. And so he has this whole thing about maybe he wants to wrestle his son. So
nepotism.
Yep, exactly. But he's still a free agent. So Rey Mysterio, Leo Rush, Kota Ibushi, Matt Riddle, Jimmy Havoc, Jeff Cobb, Zack Sabre Jr., Will Ospreay, Shelton Benjamin, Damian Sandow, Carlito, Wade Barrett, instead of Mike Bennett, I went with, I know you're going to roll your eyes, but I think this dude is hilarious. Joey Ryan. Love that dude. He's freaking hilarious.
He's a good dude for the popcorn match.
Exactly. He can have some fun, especially with that type of crowd. Jack Evans was my other replacement. Indie guy.
Man, that's a name I haven't heard in forever.
Right?
Like, he was part of Wrestling Society X back in the day.
Yeah, I dug deep for that one. And then I went with ladies, unlike...
I'm surprised you didn't go
Dixon.
With Teddy Hart.
Who?
Teddy Hart, nephew of Bret
the Hitman. No, I don't. Like,
he was a D-bag.
Yeah,
anyway.
I've heard interviews with him. He sounds like a complete douche.
That was a Wrestling Society X reference, by the way, because they were both in that league on MTV.
There were others that I was thinking about. Rampage Brown, but you already took him, and that was a total steal. That would have been a steal. Matt Morgan, who just left PWG, So he's a free agent. But I wasn't
PWG,
really
PWG, you mean GFW.
Or GFW. I keep saying PWG.
Because you're
GFW.
Davey Richards also announced today that he's leaving GFW.
Yeah.
Just for the record, he's on his way to becoming a full-fledged doctor. So good for you,
awesome,
sir.
And what's his name? Hurricane left, too.
Shane Helms,
ago.
Backstage
yeah.
agent.
He
was actually backstage at WWE when they were in North Carolina with the Hardys.
Yeah, so what do you got to say about that? Because you've talked to Shane. How you feel about all that?
He's a good dude. I don't really have a whole lot of love for his ideas, but I'm glad he's free of the Jeff Jarrett tyranny.
Are you able to say anything?
Not really.
Come on now. They're not there. You're not able to say anything? It's not even the same wrestling organization.
Yeah, I know. Still.
Come on.
Let me talk to him and then we'll talk.
All right.
You know I don't like spilling
on
people.
Not spilling. You got a phone call. That's all you got to say. You got a phone call. Yeah. And what it was about. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, and people say that all the time. So where did I leave? Oh, for the ladies, Brooke Adams, Kelly, Mia Yim, so knows Jade, who was in the frickin' half. All my chicks are in that Mae Young battle, but they didn't sign contracts after that. Marty Bell, Gail Kim replaced what's her name? Canellis.
Oh, Maria Canellis.
Yeah. And Ivelisse Velez. I don't know how to say it. I wanted to take Shayna Baszler, former MMA, but spoiler alert, everybody plug your ears right now. She made it to the finals of the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that he's going to sign her, so I didn't go for that one. But what about Colt Cabana? I was thinking about him. I mean, I know he does stuff with ROH.
I love Scotty, dude. I really do, but he's kind of a nightmare. No offense, brother. I love you, but you're hard to work with. In the context of booking and backstage stuff, as far as your podcast, I think it's top-notch. I think it's one of the best in the business, and I think you're one of the nicest dudes I've ever met. You're a lot of fun, but you're a pain in the ass, brother.
That's because you booked him before?
He worked some 2CW stuff, yeah.
Last 3 weeks, he's had...
And he danced on me, which I didn't appreciate.
That wasn't part of the
sweaty
script?
Scotty Goldman butt crack all over my crotch for like 45 seconds.
Why? Was that part
he
of
thought
the...
it was funny.
And you couldn't do anything?
No, because it's part of the show.
Oh, man. He was taking down the head of security?
Not really. He was just... He thought it would be funny to take the piss out of me, and it was. It was funny in the moment, but...
He did the Rikishi
in
like
hindsight
thing?
No, it was like, you know, like slutty girls in the club when they just roll up on you and grind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got a little Colt Cabana all over me.
Nice.
Burn those pants.
Freaking hot dogs for everyone. Oh, you didn't like that. Sorry. So the first belt is for the ARW World Champion. So the participants in this are Cole, Riley, Keith Lee, Dijak, Mysterio, Leo Rush, Ibushi, Matt Riddle, Havoc, Cobb, Sabre Jr., Ospreay, Shelton Benjamin, Sandow, Carlito, Wade Barrett.
Okay? So everybody minus the girls.
No, there's a couple people that aren't in that because I had to take it out so it evened out. I think I took two people out. So in the first round, Adam Cole defeats Wade Barrett. Kyle O'Reilly defeats Carlito. Limitless Keith Lee defeats Jeff Cobb. Riddle defeats Dijak. Mysterio defeats Rush. Kota Ibushi defeats Jimmy Havoc. Ospreay defeats Shelton Benjamin. And Zack Sabre Jr. defeats Damian Sandow.
Wow, you took this fantasy thing to the ultimate fantasy level, didn't you?
Yeah, man. You told me to break it down. You're always talking about me and the wrestling. I just wanted to do it up. People were digging this. So round two, Adam Cole defeats Kyle O'Reilly. Yes, an ROH matchup rematch. Limitless Keith Lee defeats Rey Mysterio. Big dude just takes little one out. Zack Sabre Jr. defeats Will Ospreay. That match would be really dope to see.
They've actually wrestled in New Japan.
Yeah. And in that British...
the Commonwealth thing?
I don't know what it's called, but we have tons of British listeners, so I apologize. I don't know the federation. But lastly, Riddle defeats Kota Ibushi. So the third round is Cole defeats Riddle. Keith Lee defeats Sabre Jr. So it's Adam Cole, Bebe... And he defeats Limitless Keith Lee to be the champion. But
what a surprise.
Keith Lee, hey man, love that dude. Keith Lee is automatically the number one contender, so he will not be in the next match for the next belt. Okay, so that's like the storyline for that. So we'll just jump right into the women because I...
You've only got six broads, so...
Yep, that's super easy. First round, this is for the...
Did you do buys? Because no. You need eight people for a balanced bracket.
No, it's...
So would you go round robin?
Yeah, you just do three matches. Oh, no, yeah, and the... Well, listen, man, listen.
All right, let's hear this.
So this is for ARW, the Violet Crown Women's Champion. If you haven't known about this, Austin is also called the City of Violet Crown because of the colorful glow of light that is across the hills. And that's how I, right after the sunset, just after the sunset, the beautiful glow. That's how I feel about the women's division.
So you're calling them old and...
No, I'm calling them beautiful, and they are the glow of the roster. So first round, Marty Bell defeats Brooke Adams. Velez defeats Maya Yim, also known as Jade, and Gail Kim defeats Kelly Kelly. So then there's a fatal three-way.
Yeah, I would actually, there's no such thing. It's a fatal four-way.
It's a fatal three-way.
So it's a three-way dance.
Yes, or if I'm calling it a fatal three-way, man. I know it's a fatal four-way. It's a playoff FFF. I'm going with the fatal three-way because it's going to be fatal. And the champion. Who do you think I picked for the champion?
Who knows?
Ivelisse, Velez, Marty Bell, and Gail Kim. Who do you think
probably
I have as the
Gail
champ?
Kim.
Nope. Ivelisse Velez is the champ. Super hot, too. Okay, so the last one, or the next one is the... I think it's.
I've got a roster of 28 people. I'm going to have 16 titles.
It's not the last one. Yeah. No, I have four titles, dude. You did a tag
for a roster that small? Come on, man.
Four titles. Bro, you.
Should I make sure that you get a blue ribbon every time we leave here so you get like some sort of recognition for participating?
Yeah.
Are you part of that generation?
You see how much I did. At least I wasn't doing it live.
I appreciate your hard work.
Yeah, you asked me to do it. But so just sit back and enjoy.
I will be honest.
Super excited for this.
A small indie fed like this can't take that many titles.
Well, mine isn't going to be small. I'm going to get some Hollywood money, some liberal money to back it
no,
up.
No.
Big time.
It's fantasy booking, but it has to stay in the realm of reality when it comes to everything else. We determine that very early on.
Yeah, so this is reality. Like, I'm not, this is all in one night. You're just asking me how I get to my champs, man. Okay?
Four titles for a roster that small.
Oh, gosh. I had five, but I cut one out. The gender. The no gender belt got cut. You'd be happy about that. I cut it out. Okay, so this is the ARW Transatlantic Champion, much like the Intercontinental Championship. So in this first round, Will Ospreay defeats Joey Ryan. Ibushi defeats Sandow. Dijak defeats Wade Barrett. Riddle defeats Cobb. Sabre Jr. defeats Jack Evans. Rush defeats O'Reilly. Mysterio defeats Carlito. And Benjamin defeats Jimmy Havoc. Second round, Ospreay defeats Riddle. Ibushi defeats Benjamin. Mysterio defeats Rush. Dijak defeats Zack Sabre Jr. So, the final four. Will Ospreay versus Donovan Dijak and Kota Ibushi versus Rey Mysterio. Who do you think I have winning?
Ibushi.
Ospreay defeats Dijak. Ibushi defeats Mysterio. And Kota Ibushi defeats Will Ospreay. That's right. You don't like that?
No. It's predictable.
How is that predictable?
I just know you. That's all. Like, it wasn't predictable to the listeners. It was predictable to me.
Why is it predictable? What made it predictable for you?
Because you get a raging heart on every time you mention Ibushi.
No.
Like, I can see it through your pants. Like,
honestly, you want to know why I picked him? He's Japanese. I didn't want all white people to be my champs. Got to change it up, man.
Oh, God.
I didn't want to be the E. Well, and he's badass, but... Which, by the way, Will Ospreay, he might be like one of my top three favorite wrestlers to watch right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he's
a spot
like,
monkey.
Exactly. But he does it in a cool way.
I actually saw
Zack Sabre Jr.
I saw Sabre Jr. a couple of times in the G1 that I got to watch before my fucking DVR ruined it for me.
Oh, he was good in that, wasn't he?
But I didn't realize how much, and this is embarrassing to admit, like how well schooled he was in transition from submission to submission. I thought he was just your submission guy. Like, I didn't realize he did chain submissions. So then one didn't work, he went to the next. Like, I just thought he was a submission guy the way,
100%.
You know, old school. But for him to be able to chain into some, I was blown away.
How does he not break? Like, how does he do that where he's going to break the fingers and he separates them?
Oh, dude, that shit's easy.
But then you hear, actually not him. That was Marty Scurll. But the stuff that he would do when he'd bend the fingers back and the arms, how are they not breaking it?
It's all flexibility. It's all a matter of distracting your attention from the hand by making like big facial expressions and noises. He's because so it takes your eye away from the hand into the face.
He's so bendable too, man. Like he would get up on like just an average height guy.
The things you would do to him?
No, the things that he would do to me, Jesus, it'd be painful. Okay, so the last belt is the ARW Lone Star Champion. And this belt and division are for the up-and-comers that are ready to make a mark future, but I had to fill it up. So these
so
are ladder
16
match.
Guys in this one,
No, there's 15, but I'll tell you.
Let's get to the final four.
Final four. Shelton Benjamin, Leo Rush, Matt Riddle, Joey Ryan. Final two participants out of those four, who do you think I got? Benjamin, Rush, Riddle, Ryan.
Riddle and Rush.
Ooh, close. Riddle and Benjamin. Had to give one of my old dudes. If they're going to sign on me, got to give them some love. And who is the champion?
Probably Riddle.
You know it, buddy.
Even though Shelton's from Texas.
Exactly. You got to have... Gotta have them lose, man. Just like WWE, always lose in their hometown.
You are brainwashed, sir.
How am I brainwashed? I just made... How dare you. Actually, I just had a black guy lose in the final, so I totally am brainwashed. So that's mine, man. That's my fantasy
booking.
All right,
so for the next podcast, which is going to be 2 weeks away...
Maybe I'll do one next week to talk wrestling.
I'm
going
on vacation, so we won't be doing the fantasy stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah, fantasy too.
So fantasy, we're going to take a couple weeks off. If this dude can figure out how to make this stuff happen without me from a technological standpoint, maybe you'll get one next week. But I myself will be traversing New York State, going to every single theme park.
Seriously?
Within its confines, yes.
Oh, that's nice.
I like water slides, bro.
That's cool. I wonder how you got that. That's pretty sweet. Must have some nice friends. Anyway, that's cool.
Friends.
So, yeah, friends to, you know, tell you what water parks to go to.
Oh, I knew which ones to go to.
Oh, okay. Or, you know, be able to push you in the right direction. Yeah. Yeah. Just saying. I mean, I'm assuming you know people that, you know, have connections to these water parks.
My buddy Dan, yeah, he hooked me up.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Dan. Mm-hmm. Sure, dickhead. what's the next round for fantasy so I can make sure I spend 5 hours?
Your first card.
When you say first card, you mean my first, like, special event, like pay-per-view?
No.
Like my house show.
We're indie wrestling.
I know,
companies.
But I mean, is it like a regular house show?
This would
show?
Be. There's no differential on the indie scene between a house show and anything else. Oh, okay. This is just
so like
the
PWG
first show you're
show.
Putting on in Austin for your home base.
First show card. All right. And how long is a normal indie show?
Dude, that's up to you.
I can do it as long as I want or short as I want.
Yeah.
Holler.
And I will do the same.
That's it. Just first show card. Nothing else.
First show card and what transpires on the card.
Okay. All right. So that's the fantasy.
All right. We got 25 minutes to get through the rest.
Okay.
Can we do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be easy. All right. So let's get right into... Let's just finish up the wrestling. Then we can go into the fun stuff. Some fun stuff. So a couple wrestling notes. Hold on. I got to go through. The G1 Climax is happening right now. I won't ruin any of the matches since it's going to be on Access TV in August. But there's some pretty awesome ones that I've had.
I've avoided the spoilers like the plague. I fixed my DVR. Yeah. I'm going to watch this one.
It's some pretty awesome stuff. So I'm excited to see that. Battleground results. So Battleground
sucked.
Was last night, Sunday
sucked.
Night. Dude, that was like so boring.
Dude, that wasn't even as good as an episode of SmackDown.
No, it really wasn't. That was the worst title match
I've
ever
thing,
seen.
Here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. It started with some promise. And I'm not going to go out on
Tag
a limb and say the Usos in the New Day like was fantastic. It was formulaic to a degree. There were a lot of falses. There were some spots, blah, 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 whatever else. It was a good match to open that pay-per-view.
It really was, yeah.
And I'm going to put this out there and just let it live a little bit. But I would prefer to see Xavier and Big E do most of the in-ring action going forward for New Day. In my opinion, Xavier Woods may just be the most underrated athlete on that fucking roster.
He
plain and simple.
All,
and nothing against Kofi Kingston because I know for a fact... Good dude, good heart, good spirit, talented. Man, his offense just looks like bullshit now. He's been doing the same dumb shit for the last 10 years with no innovation, and he's just gotten smaller and smaller, so it comes off really unbelievable.
It's kind of feel how I, and I'm not saying that he's on that level, but I kind of feel the same way about Big E. Big E's super talented. I think he could be a legit single guy, but in the moves that he does in these matches, it's the same stuff. Woods always seems to bring in one new move that you haven't seen.
He's by far the youngest of the three, you know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we haven't seen him wrestle as much because he was always playing the trombone. So he's able to throw some.
I love him, dude.
Yeah, he's excited to watch.
I urge the breakup of that group within the rest of this year and to put Xavier on an arc where he can become a breakout single star.
He's the best rapper, too, of the group.
I don't give a fuck about that.
How dare you? He had the best line. So, yeah.
So there was that. The women's match, truthfully,
And your girl won.
Yeah, Natalya won. Deservedly so. I think she's on the verge of retirement, which is why I think they're going to try and put the title on her at least once.
That's nice. That was cool, her versus Charlotte at the end.
That one kick that Tamina laid into Becky Lynch.
Oh, man. I like Tamina now, man. They're making her look like a homegirl on Raw.
Nia Jax.
Yeah, they're starting to give
her. She's not as athletic as Nia, though, is the problem.
No, she's not, but she could be that enforcer.
She could, but she has a problem with her balance. She needs to take the lifts out of her shoes and just be regular.
Yeah, and that's Snuka's daughter, because, right?
Half-daughter.
Half-daughter. Oh, really?
But every time she throws a super kick, she falls. She just has no balance.
Yeah. Why is it his half-daughter?
Because I think he had her, because Sim, I believe, was adopted. We'll do our research. We'll come back to it next week.
Is it possible to have a half-daughter?
Yeah.
When you're a guy?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. It was horrendous. It felt like every match just made the crowd get less and less into it. It was more and more boring. It felt like the card got worse.
When I'm not a fan of an AJ Owens match, there's a problem.
I was even bored with that. And then the ending was kind of just...
No, that's a dusty finish.
Well, you know what they're going to do on SmackDown. They're going to say that they both pinned each other, and they're going to be on SmackDown.
No, because they've already shown footage that Owens did not have his
shoulder. You do remember this is the same company that said AJ didn't hit in that Battle Royal versus your boy Luke Harper, that AJ didn't hit the floor first, that was a tie, and AJ was down at least 2 seconds beforehand, and they just don't show you the camera angle.
I think they're going in a different direction. They gave AJ the win at MSG, so AJ could have the win at MSG, and back on track to do AJ Nakamura at SummerSlam, and we'll see what they have in store for Owens.
Wow, Nakamura. I think that was the worst card on the worst match on the card. Nakamura.
Fault, man.
No, they had no. No, I'm not saying he was the worst. That was
Corbin
the worst match.
Has no business being in a non, like, real, like, wrestling match. He's fantastic when you go out there with somebody where it's a lot of body slams and throws and stuff like that. Yeah. But
the brutal stuff.
A lot of the guys that come from a Golden Gloves background like him have a hard time when it comes to pulling punches and making strikes look realistic that aren't real.
Yeah.
The other end of that spectrum is one Luke Harper, who was also a New York State Golden Gloves champion, but knows how to pull a punch, studied wrestling enough to figure it out. Corbin's super young. I think he's got a huge upside, but I think he needs to sit with a dude like Brody and learn how to do some of this stuff that isn't necessarily, like, you know, move.
It's move, punch, pick up, slam. Move, punch, pick up, slam. Throw into the ropes. There's not.
But when you're working
a
guy like Nakamura, who is very strong style oriented, you have to work on your version of that strong style.
Exactly. Yeah, and the chemistry between the two was just
it doesn't
not
work.
There.
And ultimately, it reflects on Nakamura too, because he's supposed to be the grizzled veteran in there.
What do you think about 10 losing his match on the undercard to frickin'...
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Yeah,
I didn't watch
not Gotch, who was the new champion over in
Aiden English.
Aiden English beat him.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
On the undercard.
I think he's another dude that goes under the radar and you have no idea. I would truthfully, and again, this is way out in fantasy land, if you want to keep Cesaro a tag team wrestler, him and Aiden English together.
Should be called the Cracker Team.
I think would be. But no, but they both have that very distinct European style to their wrestling.
And body.
Yeah. I mean, Cesaro's a much...
Well, he's more jacked than it.
Bigger,
that,
stronger.
Yeah. I'll tell you my favorite thing on the card, on that pay-per-view, was the Fashion Files. I love that shit.
I may have dozed off during that portion.
Those two have such awesome chemistry. Breeze is freaking hilarious, man. I could watch those two. And then at the very
end.
And
the sad part is they're two of the most athletic guys on the roster.
Why are they not wrestling? Why do you not put them on the card to wrestle? The crowd's into it.
And where was Chad Gable last night?
I guess because he lost his brother.
See, I would have had Gable go over Ty Dillinger on the pre-show.
Now, I'm going to put that down, Gable. Let's go. What's your thought on the championship?
I thought I heard water. Oh, it's like torrentially downpouring here today.
Oh, is it?
So I thought I heard water dripping, but it must have been something you were doing over there, and I got panicked.
Oh, this? On my side of the computer? Yeah, you were looking off to the side, and you put your finger up. I didn't know if something was happening.
Yeah, I thought it sounded like something was dripping.
Oh.
We're good. This is not a...
No. What do you think of the championship match?
I've hated the two previous versions of that fucking match.
Dude, Randy Orton's so boring, man. He's so boring.
I've never liked him.
Yeah, neither have I. Hot take. We've never really liked Randy Orton. He's super talented, though. I do like his RKOs, super talented, but his matches are just kind of boring, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to describe it, because he's a huge star.
He's
huge.
Lethargic.
Yes. There's not a lot of energy or emotion.
A lot of rest holds.
And there's not a lot. I don't mind the rest holds. It's also his personality. There's not a lot he adds to it when he's on the mic.
He's a dildo, from what I've heard.
Yeah. He'll probably hear about that and then tweet us and be like, you're a dildo. I hate you.
It's fine, Randy.
He hates people. I'll tell you that bump that the Singh brother took, though, that was pretty badass. That was badass bump. That was high, man. He took that all ass hip. There was no, like, you know, Shane McMahon, where you kind of
That table's sort of made to...
Oh, it's supposed to break, but still scary, man.
It doesn't break. It falls apart, man.
You like seeing Great Khali?
No.
That was awesome.
No, he's...
Sarcasm. That was a horrendous show. Horrendous show.
For all the momentum SmackDown had, like, totally awesome. I feel like they were like, hey, you know what's awesome? Us. You know what would be great? Let's set ourselves on fire. What they did.
I'm going to say this, too. Other hot take of the week. SmackDown has become the lesser brand since they did the redraft or trades or whatever. They've lost something. They've lost something. Not having Alexa Bliss there hurts. Having the Miz and Maryse hurts. Nope. It's not as much tune in TV. Now I do like seeing Dean Ambrose gone, but then I got Baron Corbin who's freaking on the mic or wrestling.
Same token
every week.
Though, man, like
no AJ versus Cena.
Who wants that?
Those matches were awesome, dude, and I'm not a Cena guy.
I don't
those
give a fuck about
awesome.
Those matches. I want to see AJ Nakamura. I want to see these young stars start to come to fruition.
But you're not. That's I guess that's my issue, is that you're not seeing what would be awesome. We're just not seeing right now.
You got to be patient, man.
Yeah, well, I am not patient.
All right, next.
Kurt Angle is the father of Jason Jordan.
Well, it's hilarious to me that he's already broken kayfabe, like in the mainstream press.
Like, oh, did he?
It pissed me off so much, man. It's just like, and this is why I don't like Kurt Angle.
When did he do that? I didn't hear that.
I saw it on one of the dirt sheets over the weekend. Like, this is a dude that did a hometown interview in Pittsburgh, and the interviewer was like, what was it like to find out Jason Jordan was your son? And he was like, well, what I pictured in real life was if, you know, my own son, and I met him, you know, for real for the first time after all these years. And it's like, motherfucker, come on.
Yeah. Why do you think they went with Jordan and not Gable? Gable looks like him.
This is the point where I come off like an asshole.
No, is it a rib towards Angle?
No.
Oh. Because I heard it was a rib.
Jordan is bigger, more athletic, and black. So it's partially a rib on Angle.
Because.
But it's also Vince showing that he has more faith in the bigger, stronger.
Guy. Don't say black because he doesn't have faith in a lot of black people.
That's not true.
Who? 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 Who?
Rock?
Dude, Rock sold himself as Samoan, and...
But he wasn't Samoan.
He's half black, half Samoan, and he puts himself more Samoan now than he does black, and the black community doesn't even like that. He's all about the Samoan. He's got tattoos, his mom, his heritage, even his wrestling name, what his original wrestling name
you thought
was.
You think he picked that?
No, that's what I'm saying. Vince picked the Samoan side of it rather than the his dad's side, which is...
But every time it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Well, yes.
Right? Like, who's the face that gets put out there?
Fine, one. And that was because he did it. But anyway, but Rock said it best on Saturday Night Live. Everybody thinks he's them. He's part. He can be anything. And that's what was the
Except
beauty of
white.
Him. Except for white. But he's... I'm not going to say anything. So I heard it was a rib on Angle going back years ago because he used to date a bunch of black women. And that whole storyline with Booker T and how he was Shamel, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he was obsessed with her and he was stalking her, that this was a rib at him being like, oh, yeah, now you have a mixed child. Who is the mom? Because they have to introduce the mom at some point. Who do you think the mom could be?
Thea Vidal.
I don't know who that
Shelton
is.
Shelton Benjamin's mama.
Somebody else said that on a podcast. You freaking stole it. No way, man. You can't, age-wise, can't happen.
Why not? Maybe Kurt likes him older and fat.
Dude. Because Shelton Benjamin's...
How fucking dumb was that? You take an actress that's been in a million fucking movies, and you bring them to WWE TV, and you try and explain out that that's Shelton Benjamin's mother.
Wait, who is the actress?
She was in it, like, every single, like...
Tyler Perry movie?
No, this was, like...
I made Black
Wayans movies, Brother so. Type movie. Oh, she was always like a bit actress in those.
Oh, like the
same
movies,
way like the dad
White
from
Chicks.
Father or from Friday. The dad from Friday. Yeah, you know how he's in like a lot of awesome. Lot of movies, but never is like a major role. She was like that.
Don't go in there for 45 minutes.
But I'm just saying. Sorry, yeah. I still have some animosity towards that one.
Yeah, I guess you do, man. Angry. So you don't think they ever introduced the mom?
Maybe.
Where do
knows?
You see this going? It's gonna be a long burn.
Here's the thing is when I first saw American Alpha, I was like, all right, cool. Gable's the Marty Jannetty of that team.
Okay.
Just from a looks and athleticism.
Looks wise,
despite
yes.
the fact that he's a an Olympic gold medalist and whatever else.
I 100% agree with that, too. I think
yeah. Jason Jordan has a huge upside. He is a good-looking, athletic kid that can do...
Mm-hmm.
I will say that he is a younger, more athletic black version of Sting circa 87, 88.
You know, on Jim Ross's podcast with Meltzer this week... He said that hung out with Jason Jordan, because remember he used to work for NXT,
yeah.
that when the questions he'd ask, his athleticism, his personality, his intelligence, his modesty, he goes, it all reminded me of one person. And he goes, Dwayne Johnson. And Meltzer's like, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm not saying he's going to be that guy. He goes, but he has that
he's got the
look
potential.
And the potential
he,
to be
he
that.
He is a modern... And I hate to say this because he's one of my favorite guys. Better version of Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah. But Gable's badass.
Now, it wasn't until the Gable-AJ Styles match
yes, thank
where
you.
I really had the faith in him to go, man, he's just a tiny little Scott Steiner.
He could be a legit like singles guy. I'm not saying champion, heavyweight champion.
I think he's a B-title contender. I think
he's a better talker, too. He's good on the mic.
You can tell he's uncomfortable.
I feel like that's part of his shtick. I felt like he was uncomfortable with Jordan, but when he did those, when he was being solo last week and a half.
Reading off a teleprompter, brother, you can see the reflection. But
I kind of like him, man. I kind
of
like
him. I don't have a lot of faith in either of them on the mic, but in the ring, I think they might be two of the top 10 total guys across both rosters.
Do you think they go heel with Gable. Angle?
Jordan's going to be a baby. He'll end up turning on Angle to become a heel. That's when he breaks. Gable starts as a heel, turns face.
I would like Angle to turn Jason Jordan heel, and they both are heel, and they like run the roster and keep Stephanie out. That'd be kind of cool. So Alberto El Patron is no longer under investigation by police over the airport incident earlier this month between he and Paige, a rep for the Orlando PD.
What happened when you pay the cops off?
Told Pro Wrestling Sheet. Now the PD said, due to the detective's investigation, determining that Paige is the one who should be charged for domestic violence. They are no longer view El Patron as a suspect. I guess Paige threw the drink on him at the airport and might have hit him, and she is the one that's now being under investigation. Then, a couple days later, they were seen at a soccer game together. Some random dude just taped that. You got to have some fucking cojones to be. Did you see the video?
No.
He's like closer to me to this wall right now, and he's literally video recording from behind. They're holding hands, and then he comes around the side, and he puts it like 5 feet from their face, and they're looking forward. Those guys had to know what they were doing. That dude has got some balls on
him. But he knows at this point he can't do anything.
Do you really, though? This is Al Patrone. Do you really know? Like, you could sue him.
I'd let him beat the shit out of me because I'd take a couple million dollars out of that dude's pocket.
Yeah, but he's probably one of those guys that end up, like, putting a hit on you, too.
Nah.
Dude's crazy. But anyway, do you think they suspend her? Fire her? They can't fire her because of the movie. They're invested in that. You can't can her.
It's a sticky widget, sir.
She would have been canned a long time. Here's the most disappointing news for me of the week by far. Talking Smack has been canceled. I think this is a horrible.
It's not canceled.
No, it's.
They're just doing it more sparingly.
No, they're only doing it after
SmackDown pay-per-views.
Pay-per-views, yes, but not a weekly thing. I think this was a horrible decision by the.
Came directly from Vince.
Vince. And I guess he didn't like one of the storylines with when Kofi came back from injury.
He didn't like the fact that it was not scripted and that guys were going into business for themselves.
Exactly. Horrible decision. This was a great avenue for the wrestlers to get over themselves, characters, storylines.
You can't let the talent go into business for themselves.
Okay, do you think The Miz went into business for himself? Because The Miz is where he is, where the audience, the viewers
But that's appreciate. Not, those aren't the issues that Vince was unhappy with.
But who get, like
there were a lot. I don't watch it enough. I just know that in reading about it, that there were some guys that were taking liberties, and that's how you shut it down.
And then how do you not tell the staff? Like, they find out via Twitter. That's shady, man. That's shady. That was like my favorite. It was the top 9 program watched weekly on the network. You got to see a different side of the wrestlers where it didn't feel scripted, so it felt real. And that's
and that, unfortunately, is what the demise of the business has become.
Yep,
the fourth wall comes down, and then all of a sudden, SmackDown and Raw are no different than The Price is Right. I don't want to see what's behind the big wheel on The Price is Right. I don't want to see the other side of the wall.
Yeah, but I don't think you saw that. I think that Miz
you
was
do.
An extension of the character.
Stop going to The Miz because that was, as much as anybody wants
okay.
to say that he went into business for himself there, that was all scripted because there's no way.
Daniel Bryan, Baron Corbin, I thought that he did a good job on that. I thought AJ Styles coming out, him and Cena going back and forth was awesome.
But those, it's not the big stars that ruined it, bro. It was the little guys, the interim guys. One of the dudes I hear has the most heat on him is idiot fucking Zack Ryder's partner there.
Mojo?
Yeah.
He's not little, but yeah.
But you know
Mojo.
What I mean. Like it,
really?
He was
on Talking Smack.
Yeah, there was an incident with him that was one of the catalysts.
The other rumor is that Vince didn't like it when New Day debuted Kofi being back on Talking Smack instead of SmackDown, and he felt like people were waiting. Maybe it is going into business for him to talk and be able to debut that way instead of walking down to the ramp and wrestling. And so that supposedly is the reason. It sucks, though. Shane McMahon, helicopter crash in the water off Gilgo Beach. He was going from Manhattan to West Hampton, and the helicopter pilot had to do an emergency landing. I guess it was a smooth landing in the middle of the bay. Coast Guard came and got him. This dude can take a bump from anywhere, man. He's unstoppable.
Whatever, don't care.
He's awesome. Can you imagine being like that? That'd be scary as shit, man. And the funny thing is, when reporters were interviewing him in that video, they didn't even know who he was. They're like, Shane McMahon? They're like, how do you spell McMahon? He had to spell it out. And they're like, wait, are you? He goes, yes. They had no idea who he was. We talked about Matt Morgan, Hurricane. Oh, and lastly, for wrestling-wise, James Ellsworth got his first action figure. The true American dream. Good for him. I know you don't like him, but that's awesome. Go from an indie guy to get your own action figure with the E. I think that's badass.
You think that dude can put a pillow in a pillowcase? I doubt it.
Oh, jeez. We got so far all right,
what's
into
left?
The show.
We got like
UFC.
Minutes.
Who do you got? Daniel Cormier versus John Bones Jones this Saturday.
It's a tough one, man.
Nah, dude. Bones Jones is going to crush him.
Mm.
Dude, Cormier is old. By the way, he looks fat, man.
He's very chunky.
I do not know how he's going to get down to weight. That's going to be tough. He's got
chunky
1 week.
But funky. But yeah. But if he gets him to the ground.
Well, yes. Yes.
And Bones, I don't know, man. I love the kid, but I don't know that the takedown defense is there for a high-level wrestler like Cormier.
So the rumor is, according to Dave Meltzer, that...
fuck that guy.
I like Dave Meltzer. According to is that UFC
Dave.
Wants to get Brock back into the octagon to fight. They need stars desperately. This year has been horrendous for them, pay-per-view buys and creating stars. I mean, their biggest star is doing a boxing match. So the rumor is if John Bone Jones wins this weekend versus Daniel Cormier, he will face Brock Lesnar
for the championship.
They got to put it at a catch weight. It can't be a heavyweight fight. Brock's going to have to cut some weight in order to make it fair.
Yeah, I like that catch weight idea. Couple things. Michael Phelps versus the Great White Shark. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, and it was on Discovery Channel last night. What a bunch of crock of shit that was.
Like I said.
Dude, did you hear what they did? The guy comes out, like the scientist comes out, and he goes, well, obviously we can't put Michael Phelps in one lane and the Great White Shark in the opposite lane. So what we did is we simulated it, and they gave Phelps like a fake fin and all this. I'm like, are you freaking serious?
You I told you.
I didn't watch it, man. I read about it. I DVR'd it. That, you know what? That's like when, do you remember Geraldo Rivera when he went into Al Capone's?
Yep.
Back in the 80s? I remember sitting there. Everybody was so excited, and it goes,
and
it
was
like
fucking
nothing,
empty.
Empty. Nothing there. Biggest bunch of crap. This is up there with it. R. Kelly and his sex cult.
Don't care.
You should care, man. He's a huge musician. How's this dude keep doing what he's doing? How does he? Like, I'm not surprised by this. He peed on a 14-year-old girl, and the video was there, and he got off free. The dude peed on a 14-year-old
girl's
face.
That's not sexual contact.
That was after he had sex with her.
Oh, well.
There's
shows you how much I give a shit about R. Kelly.
And fine, I'll save some of this stuff. Oh, lastly, how much time do we have left?
4 minutes.
Okay, we got a couple more. So the Chechnya strongman president, do you hear about this? This is the last one of the day. He believes the fighters in his MMA organization, Chechnya the country, are tougher and he made an outrageous challenge to prove it. He spoke about MMA and the allegations of human rights abuses, dude, in this awesome, awesome profile on HBO's Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. It just came out last week. Highly recommend everybody to go watch this. Dude's freaking insane. So he succeeded his father in 2007, and he created an MMA fight league that he calls the Akamat MMA. He believes that the Chechens who grew up fighting in wars are tougher than others and will prove that in MMA. He issued an appalling challenge to the UFC to pit its fighters against the Chechens, a fight to the death. He literally says, we propose that UFC and my organization face off in a tournament. I think it would be quite a spectacle. They would fight to the end, a fight to death.
It's illegal.
This dude has, like, nuclear weapons, too.
Oh, cool.
And he's friends with Putin and Russia, and he's trying to, like, yeah. So the guy is, like, supposedly killing his people. Now he wants to do this MMA thing. Could you seriously watch some if it was, like, fight to the death, like, yeah. Gladiator style back in the day?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I couldn't watch somebody die, man. I don't even like watching bull fights and watching a bull die. It's cruel.
Yeah.
Fight
You're
to the
a
pussy. Death. I am a pussy. And I love things. B-side choice cut of the week, Stranger Things 2 trailer. Dropped at Comic-Con this past weekend. It's out online right now. It is one of the greatest TV trailers you'll ever see. It does a perfect job of what a trailer should do. Get you excited, not tell you too much of the story, and it's all put to Michael Jackson's Thriller with the Vincent Price voiceover. Freaking awesome. And if you haven't seen Stranger Things on Netflix, go stop this podcast right now, run to your streaming device, whatever one you use, and start watching it. Binge that shit, because Stranger Things is a badass show, an ode to the 80s movies that we did that we love so much.
I give it a 6.5 out of 10.
What? Easily an 8. Easily an 8. Nah. 6.5 out of 10 for Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Why?
That's my opinion.
No, but why? I'm asking you. Because that's the number?
Yeah.
What's your B-side choice cut of the week? It's funny that you're wearing a Shark Week t-shirt when we were just talking about Phelps versus the group.
My wife got it for me, bro.
I love that shirt.
Sometimes you wear stuff you don't want to wear to make your wife happy.
Dude, I want that shirt.
You do that all the time.
I told you, if you get it, donate.
If I gave this away, she would be so mad.
Yeah, but eventually you will donate it because you're just shrinking. You're going to be like freaking 100 pounds. What's your B-side choice cut?
Barnes Courtney, Golden Dandelions. I think it's the best song out there right now. He's a UK singer-songwriter, had a hit last year with a tune called Fire. I think this is going to be bigger than that. It's sort of like the Lumineers, if it was a Lumineer and not the Lumineers, channeling the spirit of Roy Orbison. It's a glorious track. Check it out. Golden Dandelions by Barnes Courtney.
Yeah, I like Barnes Courtney. I haven't heard. I don't know if I've heard that song.
You've heard it. It's on the air.
I've heard it. You can follow us on Twitter @BShowWrestling. Follow us on Facebook and like our page at the B-Shore Wrestling Podcast. We're over 500 followers on Twitter. Holla. Real ones, too, not those porn bots. Erase those. Email us at the B-Shore Wrestling Podcast at gmail.com for story ideas, thoughts, what you like more or less of. Subscribe, download, review our show, please, whether it's on Audio Boom or on iTunes. Again, on Twitter at B-Shore Wrestling.
You didn't ask me who I hate this week.
I asked you earlier, and you said you didn't want to hate anybody.
Ask me.
Who do you hate this week?
I hate Joey Walker. Tune in next week. Jay will be by himself, and in 2 weeks, we'll be back, and we'll give you our first cards for the fantasy stuff. Thanks for listening. Go away now.
Toodles.
Bye. For real, hit stop.
Dude, I can't believe you just said you hate Joey Walker out live.
I hate that dude. I literally, next time I see him in public, I'm going to break his jaw.
Are you serious?